Well, the San Antonio Spurs take on the Denver Nuggets tonight. The Spurs have won 5 NBA championships in the past 16 years, but it's another award we want to focus on. The MIT Sloan Sports Analytics Conference named the Spurs the best analytics organization and gave team manager R.C. Buford a Lifetime Achievement Award. What does that mean? From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Laura Rice from KUT's The Texas Standard has more.
People have been tracking things like points, rebounds, and assists in basketball for almost as long as they've been playing. Analytics takes that to the next level. It's the phenomenon made famous in the 2011 baseball flick Moneyball, starring Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill.
I believe there's a championship team that we could afford because everyone else undervalues them, like an island of misfit toys.
Analytics often uses complicated formulas to look beneath the surface to see what the numbers show you about performance. Not everyone's sold. The loudest skeptic may be former NBA great Charles Barkley, who calls analytics, quote, crap.
The NBA is about talent. All these guys who run these organizations who talk about analytics, they have one thing in common. They're a bunch of guys who ain't never played the game, and they never got the girls in high school, and they just want to get in the game.
But at the recent MIT Sloan Sports Analytics Conference, some smart guys were doing the laughing.
Yeah, his name came up a lot at the conference. Most presenters were pretty good at getting a laugh by bringing up a picture of Charles Barkley.
Mike Lopez teaches statistics at Skidmore College. He also covered the conference for the ESPN blog 538, which basically relies on analytics to cover anything newsworthy. Lopez believes in the numbers, but knows the trick is using them correctly.
I think teams have a really hard time discerning valuable information and valuable things that will help their team from sort of salesmen that are just pitching that are really good at selling their information.
Longtime NBA sports writer Mark Heisler isn't completely sold.
You know, you can BS just as easily as, in numbers as you can in words, or maybe even easier.
Most professional teams, especially in baseball and basketball, are using analytics right now, though their strategies differ.
Some of them, I think, have major roles in decision-making, and that could be in-game decision-making. That could be decision-making in the draft. And then I think others are perhaps a little bit more on the outside. They have a role and they probably work very hard, but maybe they don't get listened to as often.
So what about the San Antonio Spurs? They just won the MIT Sloan Sports Analytics Award for Best Organization, and ESPN recently ranked the team as one of the top 10 of any sport in analytics use.
I mean, they use the Spurs, San Antonio Spurs, as an example of a team that's all in, and I talk to Spurs people, and they don't say they're all in.
Mark Heisler says he talked to Spurs manager R.C. Buford, who also got an analytics award last weekend, about taking the data to Spurs head coach Greg Popovich.
The numbers people, you know, they develop stats and insights, and then they bring them to him, and then he looks them over, and if he sees merit in them, he'll take them to Pop. You know, but knowing, you know, as he told me, knowing that Pop is very old school. So it better be good. And Pop's liable to dismiss it anyway. So
analytics, talent, or coaching. No doubt it'll be the combination of all three for anyone placing a bet on tonight's Spurs game against the Denver Nuggets. For Here and Now, I'm Laura Rice.
And a quick note, yesterday we spoke with Seth Slifer, who was stranded in his car in Kentucky with thousands of others because of that snowstorm. He'd been there 19 hours. Good news, Seth was liberated last night about 9:40 after 28 hours. One of our listeners started the hashtag FreeSeth2015. You can follow his account of what happened on his Twitter feed, at Seth Slifer. And Jeremy, one of the things he wrote is that one thing he discovered, he's pretty good company.
Yeah.
For himself.
And he wants to be on Ellen.
He wants to be on Ellen.